Good morning, good people. I want to take this early opportunity to bless God for who He is in our lives. We continue to learn verse by verse, book by book, chapter by chapter. And we have been following the book of John. And now we want to get into John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. And we are still in the upper room discussions. You can't imagine. It's very interesting to realize that this was a very long discussion in a place called Upper Room. This is where Jesus met them in chapter 13, and he washed their feet. And he talked about washing the feet of one another, even washing the feet of Judas. And the disciples started worrying. The disciples became disappointed. The disciples could not comprehend this information. They could not process. It was too much. And in the course of going on, Jesus realized that they were grieved and realized that they could not get much and realized that they were, they felt disappointed because what they thought of Jesus was not what Jesus was presenting that time. And in the course of them being troubled, and he encouraged them that he is going away. And it will be good for their going, and it will benefit the Father and will glorify the Father of the his going will glorify the Father. It will also glorify the Son, but it's also good for them. And Jesus, they were afraid all the more. And at this point, Jesus turned the conversation into productivity. While you remain here for a while, I want you to be productive. He said, let me tell you why I chose you. In verse 15 of the book of John, chapter 15 and verses 16, gives us the reason to why Jesus chose them. And he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. So Jesus turned into the reason why he could not go with the disciples. You know, Peter had asked earlier on, where are you going? Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. But then he also said, where I'm going, you cannot go now. Peter asked, why can't I go now? Jesus said, you will come much later. So Jesus now is explaining, why much later? Why can't I go with you? Because I want you to be my representatives. I want you to produce fruit. I want you to bear fruit. Remember, we said that there are four indicators of a follower of Jesus Christ. Number one, you say that you need to believe in Jesus. Number two, we also say that you need to become like him, changed into his likeness. Number three, we said that you need to belong to him and to his bride, to his company, to his church. But number four is that you need to bear fruit for him. And this is one issue of following that will bring God all the glory. He said that with this, it gives my Father pleasure. He said it is a command to produce. He said this is why we were chosen. He said we did not choose him. He is the one who chose the disciples. He is also appointed, he also appointed them that they may go out to bear. And for that reason, he gave a very good analogy, which now brings out the last I ams. And he said in verses 1 of chapter 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. So he gave the representation of how we should produce. And what is this producing? Producing is bringing many more people into the company of Jesus. Producing is telling more and pointing many more to Jesus. The disciples had learned this in the beginning. When he called Andrew, Andrew went to look for his brother Peter, and that is producing. But he said it's to produce a fruit that will remain. So there's something more we need to do. It's not only to reach out to the people, it's also to reach out to the people and help them grow into the likeness of Jesus. It's to help them have the qualities of Jesus. It's to help them become the worshipers of Jesus. It's to help them and disciple them and teach them and empower them to stand in for Jesus. And so he said that that's why I chose you. And we can only be able to understand productivity, which is one of the things we have been commanded to do, and it brings Jesus glory, once we realize this analogy, the seven I am. I am the true vine. The true vine, and my Father is a gardener, and we are the branches. And you see now, you see that production, we need to understand that it is only possible if we, we unite with the divine. We have to let God, we have to allow God to do his part. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We can only be able to do these once we realize that it is the Father is a gardener. He's the one working for our productivity. But Jesus is the one who actually connects us to the true nutrients. We can only be able to produce if we are connected as a branch. And he said, without me, you can do nothing. It is very important to realize that we are called and commanded to produce. But we must also unite with the divine. We must allow the gardener to do his work. He's going to prune us. He's going to remove those things that to make us not to be productive. They are painful. Pruning is painful. But if we choose not to produce, he said, we shall be cut off and be thrown into the fire. So we have got two options: to love to produce, or to wait until we are cut off and being separated and we are thrown into the fire because of not being productive. Jesus, the reason to why he called us is for productivity. But then he said that we are already clean. That he's not talking, this true vine and bearing, he's not talking about salvation. He said, you are already believers. You have already believed in me. So it is past that. He is talking about expressing or manifesting me. He says that you are already clean, except one. And of course, he meant Judas. And we cannot produce until we remain in him. Then he brought in a very important element, which I want to finish up with, that production comes from the love environment, the context of love. That love context, Jesus loves us. And with that love context, he says we need to love each other. But he also showed us that the best example of love is that which Jesus loved us with. And Jesus gave three relationships that signifies how he loved us. In fact, he said that I'll no longer call you slaves, but I'll call you friends. But not only friends, I want you to know that you are my children. He started talking about his relationship with the Father is that of a child, the father and a child. And so love, we can learn about this when we look at the love of God for us, that Jesus loves us so much. He found us when we were his enemies. Did you know, he said, that greater love cannot be found other than this, that somebody lay their life for their enemies. But the book of Romans says, he came to us while we were enemies of God. And so he has progressed us from the enemy of God, and love made him to make us his slaves, his servants. But love continued to make us his friends. And love continued to make us, to turn us into children of God. And he said, once as a child, you can ask of anything, and in my name, in Jesus' name, and the Father will do it. And you'll be able to produce. And that is what we should learn. And what is that, you know, about the producing here? So, you know, the Father loved the Son, and so Jesus loved us. And he said, remain in that love. And then if you keep my commandment, verse 10, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. Now, that is what you should be getting, that the Lord loves us. Remain in that love. Understand that love. The love that makes us to be called children of God. And indeed, that is great love. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you because of loving us and making us your own. Thank you for making us your children. We are not only, we no longer are your enemies. You have converted us to become your friends. You took us when you were enemies. Lord, we are not only people to produce or servants. You called us your friends because you have revealed the truth from above. But you also called us the children, and you ask us that we remain and abide in you as your children, and to represent and bear the fruit to the world. Lord, help us to realize that we are fruit bearers, and we can only do that once we remain in you, in Jesus' name.